This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A survey out of Europe this morning found manufacturing activity in the Eurozone fell last month for the 13th straight month. Not good news, but not terribly surprising. The surprise comes this morning from China, where we learned that manufacturing activity there fell for the first time in almost a year. The BBC's Martin Patience is with us from Beijing with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems like just about every week we get more bad economic news out of China. Give us the big picture of how the economy is doing right now.
Well, it's slowing. I mean, that's the thing that everybody agrees on, that the economy in China is slowing. It's still growing at a phenomenal rate compared with Europe or America. But China, of course, is used to double-digit growth. Why should the world be worried about this? Well, if China's growth slows, then Chinese consumers who don't buy a huge amount of goods overseas, apart from luxury goods, well, there will be concerns that they will keep their money in their pockets, and that could have a knock-on effect elsewhere.
So the big question is the Chinese government going to step in with some stimulus?
We saw in 2008, in response to the global financial crisis, a year after that, the Chinese authorities unleashed a huge stimulus package. We don't think we're going to see anything in that scale this time round. Why is that? Well, one of the big problems when you pump so much money into the economy is you see inflation. Certainly the authorities have said tackling inflation is their priority. That's why we're perhaps not seeing more money going into the economy, because the last thing the authorities want to see is very, very high inflation, particularly as they gear up for that once-in-a-decade leadership change.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.